And now, for your listening pleasure.
Someone asked me the other day, what am I letting go of right now? Well, maybe not right now, but I have a list written down, and I have been crossing things off. Hi, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, where I give coaching advice on different topics 7 days a week. Writing things down is an excellent way to begin letting go, or we can call it getting things done in our lives. I wrote down 11 things last week and 9 are scratched through. Is this a true form of letting go? Yes and no. Some things just needed to be taken care of, but there was one big thing on my list. It's still there and it tells me to go through everything in this house, every nook and cranny, every little container, every big container, and look for everything of value that can be sold. I'm serious. It's time for me to organize things I've held on to for years. I need to let go of a lot. I also plan to go through every photo I have and pack them up and give them to people or say goodbye to them. Part of this project is easy because my cousin who found me on Facebook, well, we share the same grandmother, and when our grandmother passed away, I got all the photos and some of her nice jewelry. I'm headed back to my hometown to be in a medical study, and I'm staying with this cousin. So guess where the photos are going and some of the jewelry is going too? My intention is to have about 6 bins and boxes emptied by June and gone. I have a sweater. I have a cardigan sweater from junior high. It needs to go. We all hang on to a lot of stuff that means nothing to anyone but us. So my letting go campaign will start soon, and I will give you progress along the way. Sounds like spring cleaning, only it's permanent cleaning up and out. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. It's my podcast, yes. Thank you so much for listening. And that is a wrap.